big players, I guess, were maybe their best players in game one. Does it feel like it's over to you and Brian and Andrew for game two? Or?
Well, I think we put that on ourselves every game. You know, Paul, that's not just because of their players. Got a couple of bounces last game. It's the way we approach every game. So would we like to go out there and put a couple in net? Obviously, we would next game, but our approach isn't going to change. It's going to be the same as it always is. And if we can get a couple go off a skate or get a good bounce our way, that would be welcome.
How do you feel you did play?
Yeah, I thought there were moments in that game to extend the lead. You know, I thought there was the bulk majority of the game was pretty good. You know, we got into penalty trouble and they capitalized on some of their bounces, and that's the way it goes. You know, you can't get wrapped up in sometimes the final score, the way the game ended. You know, the bulk of that game, I thought we felt pretty good.
Over 80 hits, Blake, combined over 80 hits yesterday for it. Can that level, I guess, continue through a best of seven series at that pace?
I think from our standpoint, that's what we're going to bring to the table. So, like I said, our approach isn't going to change just because the end result wasn't what we wanted yesterday.
What happened at the end of the game between you and Clayton?
I don't know. I think we just kind of we intersected a little bit. That was it.
Words exchanged before the before hitting
him
there?
He was on the ground. I can't remember.
Is that a retaliation of something earlier or no?
It's part of the game. You know, this time of year, there's going to be those things that happen in the game. And for me, you know, I enjoyed that part of the game a little bit. It's, you know, it's sometimes fun to see where guys are at. And, you know, maybe I get a little bit too involved in it sometimes than I should. But for me, it's nothing personal. It's just about the game, you know. It's part of the game.
How do you assess the way your goaltender Havlik played last night, and how has his play down the stretch given you guys a little more confidence to maybe do some other things on the ice?
Yeah, he's been huge. He's played unbelievable. He's the reason we're here right now. You know, the way he's played down the stretch, and like I said earlier, you know, there's a couple. You know, one goes in off our skate, another bounces around and gives their guy an empty net. So, you know, you can't fault your goalie on those things. He played great yesterday. Gave us a chance to win the game. That's all you can ask for.
Just a really athletic goaltender. Was it just kind of reining that in to some degree? Maybe playing a little more in control. Can you find your goaltending coach after us for a second here?
Yeah, I think Pablo's always had the ability to play the way he's playing. I think you know, like anyone else, it's tough to play when you don't have a lot of confidence. So I think he's started to regain some of his confidence on the stretch, and that's why he's getting better results.
What's on the top of your list to do better tomorrow?
You know, I don't think there's any glaring needs. You know, I think, you know, you look at, you know, 40 minutes of that game, you know, we go into the dressing room up 2-1. It was, you know, things were looking good for us, and we got into penalty trouble. So I think that would be an area to start. You know, stay out of the box a little bit, especially in the third period. And but more or less, just play the way we've played getting here. I think that's going to give us a shot to win tomorrow night.
Andrew was talking about finding a way to respond after they tie the game in the third period, and he felt that maybe as a team there was a little bit of watching and not as much competing as it could have been. How do you do that? How do you react in the moment like that?
Shit, they dropped the puck and we almost had a breakaway. So I felt like we reacted decently. It's just, you know, it's tough. It was tough the way they took the lead there, you know, especially the time of the game. You know, there's only 5 or 6 minutes left and you're not really sure if it's a goal or not. So there's kind of some emotions that go into that. But I thought we handled it all right. It's not easy to score a goal when you have to in 5 minutes. You know, that's easier said than done. But you got to throw everything you can at them. Maybe we could have done a little bit better job getting pucks to the net and trying to create some little scrums in front of the net. But you know, we definitely put ourselves in a tough situation giving up a goal that late.
And in the second period, you guys created a series of odd man rush chances. So how do those develop? Is that just the system's play paying off when you force those turnovers and can get through the neutral zone?
I think so, yeah. They're an aggressive team, you know, especially on their forecheck. They like to get in there and you know, get their D involved in their forecheck. And, you know, as long as you're playing, you know, smart around your net, you're going to maybe create some chances going the other way. So it's just being patient in our defensive zone. And, you know, when they get aggressive, you know, if we can get a bounce to go our way and go off the other way, that's, I guess that's part of the game plan.
Playoff style hockey you guys play just to get into the postseason. Can you draw from that to get through this one and take it into game number two?
Well, yeah, we've been, you know, playing that way for quite a while now. You know, we haven't won every game recently. We've won a majority of our games, but we still had tough losses that we had to rebound from. So it's no different than anything we've dealt with here coming down the stretch. It's been a tough road, and I think our style of play is suited for this time of year, and you know, hopefully we have a good bounce back game tomorrow.
That chemistry seems to be growing game by game with, between you, Drew, and Mark. Do you feel that it's still a work in progress?
I think we have done a pretty good job since we've been together. You know, we've created quite a few offensive opportunities. You know, for the most part, been on the plus side of things, and yeah, I've liked our game quite a bit. You know, we're three big guys with the ability to shoot the puck, and you know, we had a big goal yesterday too. So yeah, there's certainly more you can draw from. We've only been together a short time, but I think so far it's been a